Like a nervous poet who's not quite off book. I'm gripping the pages of my life so hard my fingers ache, just hoping that no one sees me shaking. I have nightmares that someone's on to me, that someone's followed me through up to today and will finally give it all away. Because the truth of the matter is, I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. I'm just pretending that I do, just making it through. Just trying to find a way to live by my particular brand of truth. But the only truth I have today is to say that working for myself is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Every day comes with no instructions. There are no details on how to deal with that deadly dose of doubt that drops in on the days when it seems that dawn lets all my demons out. And no matter how hard I try to sedate the pain of sight away, I simply cannot change the fact that I was built this way, that going through the motions has never been my forte. And even though I swallow the words, I quit every single day, or simply sob that no more sage words will be thrown from this broken bag of bones, I know I will always try to find a way to leave a little light behind, because I can't deny that darkness descends upon us. But there's one thing I know for sure. Doubt is the demon we all dine with. Its only mission is to cloud our vision, to suck the life out of any reason we may have for living while it staples our skin back to the plastic casing we've been given. But the more scars I get from tearing free simply mean that I am winning. I've been scraped across injustice enough times to know exactly who does whose bidding. While we struggle through the streets, the lies lie at our feet. These concrete jungles breathe deceit, and evil leaps with ease through tiny legal loopholes. While people like you and me dangle from the gaping spaces in this matrix that fits snugly around their necks, and you best believe time is the only gift we get. And the vultures want nothing more than to fatten us and lead us quickly to our deaths. But I will never again sell my soul for a penny's worth of paycheck, or give away my seconds to the fantasy of debt. Besides, I can't pimp these skills to the evils in our midst because I'm quick. I can pick up on the rules of the game quicker than they can switch them. Can find my way around the obstacles quicker than anyone can lift them. I can drown out the status quo quicker than anyone can listen. And the only hell I fear is knowing what I know and not being able to use the tools that I was given. So how I live this life is to blend the mystic with scientific. Because the energy of life cannot be created or destroyed, it simply changes forms. We go from dark to light as the goddess breathes in the cold and replaces it with warmth. We are all intimately joined as the spider woman weaves the web of all the stories told. In the second that someone dies, someone else has been reborn. But it's only through our actions that this reality is born. So focus on the moment. Because it's the only one you own. Trace it back inside to find a place to put your faith and paint the future in the actions that you make. Focus on the moment. It's the only one you own. Trace it back inside to find a place to put your faith and paint the future in the actions that you make.